All right, good afternoon. My name is Michael Balke, and I am the CST HAI Fellow at the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services. And today I'm going to talk about an MDR Pseudomonas outbreak that occurred at a urology clinic on the west side of Michigan. I'm presenting today on behalf of Allison Murad, the lead investigator on this outbreak, and was unable to make it today. So 13 cases of MDR Pseudomonas have been identified since January 2014 by the time of the initial site visit in March of 2014. All cases had had a cystoscopy performed at this urology clinic. The initial hypothesis for the outbreak included instrument reprocessing procedures. Staff indicated they followed manufacturer guidelines, but additionally washed and stored their instruments and adapters in non-sterile water after reprocessing. The epi-curve shows most cases occurred in January and March 2014. There were no cases in February because the entire office was closed for vacation. It's a good life. And the cystoscopes were removed and sterilized at the end of March. 45 environmental samples were collected from surfaces in the clinic and from devices used during the procedures. Many grew Pseudomonas, most notably the Staphylococcus. 21 case patient samples and positive environmental samples were sent to our Bureau of Labs for confirmatory testing and PFGE analysis. Many, including the Staphylococcus, had similar to identical PFGE patterns. At this point, MDHHS provided recommendations to the urology clinic that include the use of disposable Staphylococcus adapters and the use of sterile water during and post-reprocessing. But the urology clinic and the health department wished to take the investigation a step further, and a case control study was performed. The outbreak period under investigation ran from August 2013 to March 2014. An unmatched case control study protocol was used with three controls for every one case. The case definition included positive MDR Pseudomonas cultures during the outbreak period, and the control definition was a culture not positive for MDR Pseudomonas during the outbreak period. By the time of the case control study, a total of 28 cases were identified with MDR Pseudomonas, 26 of which fell in the study window and were included. 84 controls were selected. 36 had a positive non-MDR Pseudomonas culture, and 48 grew nothing. The case group was more male-heavy, but the mean and median ages were similar between the two groups. Many medical history factors were analyzed to see if there was a potential association with the MDR Pseudomonas. Only GI disease is found to have a significant association. The vast majority of cases had positive urine cultures, but a few had positive blood and semen cultures. 92% of cases experienced one or more symptom, with dysuria being the most common symptom. And here's a look at the resistance patterns for all positive samples. The dark red indicates total resistance. You can see that Pseudomonas in this outbreak were heavily resistant to many antibiotics and shared very similar patterns across the outbreak. All the risk factors here had a significant association with a positive culture. The most striking risk factor potentially associated with the MDR Pseudomonas was the use of a Staphylococcus adapter during the cystoscopy. The odds of a positive culture were 15.5 times higher when one was used. Though the significant association with for a cystoscopy by urologist 1 was also interesting and indicated the urologist might be a carrier. However, upon adjustment for the use of a Staphylococcus and the older model cystoscope, the urologist was no longer has a significant association. All of which points towards the use of the Staphylococcus and adapter and the older model cystoscope likely being the mode of transmission in this outbreak, and this was most likely due to improper reprocessing. There were long-term health effects associated with this outbreak. A minority of patients continue to experience recurrent ongoing infections and complications. Two patients, in fact, continue to experience symptoms and test positive for MDR Pseudomonas more than 2 years on. This outbreak once again shows the importance of proper reprocessing for invasive devices. Thank you.